One of the sweetest memories I have of my college days was the care packages I got from my mom. I would show up at the student mail counter and get that much anticipated box filled with fudge, no-bake cookies, a loving note, new socks, and a surprise or two, just a touch of home. As a young college student, I didn't realize how important this kind of interaction was. My mom was connecting me with my family and the story I came from. The disorienting experience of young adulthood was relieved for a moment. This is who you are. Not just words, but they gave me a taste and a feel of home. We can only guess, but the young prophet Samuel may have felt the same way. The high priest's sons, who were supposed to be learning the arts of the temple, were distracted and sin addicted. Samuel, at a young age, was already doing some of the priest work, as we see in this brief, touching account of his mother's visit. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy clothed with a linen ephod. And his mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Samuel's mother, Hannah, had prayed for a child for decades. When Samuel was finally born, she dedicated him to the Lord to live at the temple and assist the priest. She visited once a year and brought him the care package of a new robe she made for him every year. She only saw him once, and she had to guess carefully how much he grew that year. Hannah joins the great tradition of biblical women, powerful, elegant ladies who are vital to the narrative of the gospel. In the ancient world, where women were often disregarded, these heroic females stood out as examples of courage and rugged love. Hannah knows that her boy is destined for great things and serves in the very presence of God. But she also knows he's her boy, that he needs the touch of home, and that God only calls real-life, mama-needing people to bring in his kingdom. Has God ever used someone, be it your mother or someone else, to remind you of your frailty, but also to remind you that he cares about you? That he cares about your need for comfort and your need for love? Does he use those who can see right through us and yet still love us like mom does? This for us unconditional godly love is what our amazing triune God wants for us all and finds unique ways to provide, often through unexpected care packages. May you experience the care packages he sends your way. I'm Greg Williams, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.